Welcome to the You're in Charge podcast, prioritizing your self-care without sacrifice. I'm your host, Heather Dumas, healthy lifestyle strategist, owner and founder of HD Transformations Coaching Company. I am passionate about helping you juggle all the balls and look and feel like a badass doing it. Sleep like a boss. I have been on her podcast. We have talked about it before, and I love the title, but my friend Annika is back to talk about that exactly. Sleeping like a boss, like the badass boss moms we are. And she has some great experience. She has gone through burnout herself, did not sleep well, and now she sleeps well. And so her stories and her strategy are fantastic, which is why I keep trying to talk to her and bring her in front of my audience, because you all need more sleep. So let me tell you more about her, just in case you've never seen anything about what we've done together. But she is the mompreneur behind Sleep Like a Boss. She has a mission to empower women to thrive both in their personal and professional lives. Annika specializes in helping women reclaim their sleep and prevent burnout. Drawing from her struggles with burnout and insomnia, she helps women fix their gut, hormones, and well-being to achieve great sleep, have tons of energy, and with that, sustainable success. Because sleep struggles and burnout are all in your head. And that is the truth. We get told that, though, don't we? It's all in your head, and you just need to chill out. So yeah, welcome back. I love chatting with you. I love your message. I love all of it. So thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Heather, for having me. I love talking to you too.
So we both are passionate about women understanding how their bodies work, all the different things that contribute to weight gain, to lack of sleep, to stress, to burnout, to all those things. I often tell people that sleep is the most important ingredient in that mixture. And I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yes, I do.
But people think that they're not sleeping for a lot of different reasons. I know my eyes popped open at 3 a.m. this morning, stressing about my son's college applications. Why I wake up at 3 a.m. going, I think he forgot to turn one in. I don't know. But clearly our subconscious is constantly running in the background, right?
It is.
Yeah. So that's, to me, an external stress, right? It's something that's happening outside of me. You always say there's a difference between that and internal stresses that we have symptoms of, but maybe we're not recognizing them. So let's talk about those a little bit.
Yeah. The one thing is exactly that external stressor. I think most of us busy moms working, juggling everything, right? We know we're stressed, but we kind of like it and we roll with it. And that adrenaline and cortisol that comes with it feels great because it gives us even more energy, right? One of my coworkers used to call me the Energizer Bunny. I think that's kind of like...
I get called that all the time. My husband tells me that all the time.
Drum around.
He jokes that I am the Energizer Bunny until my battery gets pulled out. And then I'm like...
Yeah, and then there's nobody to put it back in other than yourself, right? Yeah, so those we feel. At the end of the day, you're like feet on the couch and you're like, man, I did a lot today, but I feel great about it. But there's so much going on inside that we often don't know, or there's little yellow or red flags that are being waved at us that we kind of push under the rug. So there's tension, right? There's people who are just like neck tension, headaches, migraines, PMS. Oh, I can't digest food so well right now. I'm really bloated at the end of the day. I must have just eaten something wrong. Maybe that salad at lunch wasn't great. Takeout food sometimes is a bit like a hit and miss, right? Then you start getting symptoms like I can't eat things anymore. Like I had that too. It's like, man, I lived off oatmeal and bananas for a while because that was literally all I could stomach. Uh-huh. And I still looked like 5 months pregnant every night. All those things are internal, and some of us don't even have a lot of symptoms, but all this stuff on top of that stress that comes from the outside can really mess with your sleep. Because in the end, yes, if your doctor says, oh, you're just stressed, that's why you're not sleeping, him or her is not wrong. There is stress, and something prevents your body from just, let's feel safe, let's just calm down, let's go to sleep or sleep through, right? And not have that 3 a.m. wake up. But what is it, right? Is it the external stress? And that can be. And once that goes away, so once your son has his applications all sorted and we're good, the body should kind of self-calibrate and that should go
away. God willing, because this is killing me. Like this, I think I'm more stressed out than he is.
Than him?
I'm not sure. This whole college application thing, to the moms out there, if your kids aren't there yet, you need to block off 6 months of your life for this like full-time job that is your child trying to get into college. But anyway, sorry to, whew, it's crazy.
It's a big one. So by then I'm hoping that by that 6 months, and there's stuff we can do in between for sure. But once that stress goes away, your body normally within a couple of weeks would self-calibrate,
right?
It comes back into balance and sleep should come back. And sometimes it doesn't. And then it's time to dig deeper. Like, what is going on in your body, right? Is your gut a mess? Are your hormones out of whack? Is there inflammation in your system? Why the heck can't you eat things you could eat 3, 4, 5 months ago? Those are all little flags. Or you could look at it the other way. I had a conversation with a client the other day, very interesting. And they were like, oh, with you, it was like that too. You're like, your sleep was gone. I'm like, yeah. But it was a bit like the canary in the coal mine. You know, if your sleep's all of a sudden, and there's people who don't sleep forever. Like I have those two clients, but there's people who it just kind of goes and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, it's time to dig. There's something going on. If we know you're not going through a super stressful period of your life right now, maybe you've lost a job, a parent, you're taking care of people who are ill. I don't know what's going on, right? Like that would be super stressful. Would I expect your body to not be so happy? Yes.
Right.
But if that's not the case, then it's really, your body was made for sleep. Like, I'm just not saying that because I love it so much. It's like, we're literally born and that's what we do the first 20 hours after being born.
Yeah. And why? Why do we do that? Because our body,
we grow, right?
Our body's doing things. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you look at it as a baby, like literally as a baby that sleeps like 16 to 20 hours a day, we grow and we need to process things. And it's both of that, right? We need that early in the night, deep sleep to recover, like physically recover, rebuild cells, muscle tissue, things that we broke down during the day. And we need that dream sleep, that REM sleep later in the night where we start consolidating memory. And the other thing that I see with women specifically, regulate your emotions. Because that's what happened when we sleep. And pick the toddler again, because like great moms, we know it. If our kids didn't get a great sleep, you know what's going to happen at the grocery store. They're going to throw themselves on the ground and run to the cash register. Yep,
the whole thing.
And you're like, oh, if you had just gotten that extra hour or that afternoon nap had gone half an hour longer, we'd be just fine. And we are the same. We just don't throw ourselves on the ground at the grocery store, right? Because we're just a little... Sure.
I'll be honest, there are some days where I just want to.
I totally get it.
I actually came home one day and I said to my husband, I'm like, I literally want to just like have a tantrum right now. I just want to cry. I just want to like scream and yell and kick and cry and just like, because it just gets to that point sometimes when life builds up like that. And I think that's always going to happen. You're always going to have moments. But what you're talking about is when this is like all the time, whether it's regularly, weekly, daily, hopefully not, but this is like something that's happening all the time versus my situation where I suddenly woke up at 3 a.m. today. I don't wake up at 3 a.m. every day worrying about it. It just happened to be today for some reason.
Yes. And you know kind of what's going on right now. So can that be anxiety that does that, right? Like while you're connecting your sleep cycles and you're a little more anxious, is your blood sugar because of that maybe a tiny bit, like your body's just stressed already, right? There's just a lot of cortisol in the system. Blood sugar might be a bit all over because of that. And then you're just like in between two sleep cycles, you kind of want to just roll over and tuck yourself back in and fall back asleep. And then ding, then you just briefly have that millisecond that you think about the word college and then you're up in that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. When I listen to podcasts of great people, great coaches, I always think, yep, that's what I need. But sometimes I'm not ready to dive into coaching programs or dive into working with them full time. So I always look for the next best thing. Well, I've got that for you. It's called the Healthy Lifestyle Jumpstart. And it's exactly what, as it sounds, it is going to jumpstart your lifestyle. It's going to help you get moving in the right direction, start making the steps toward it. And if you decide you want to work with me after that, cool. If it gets you where you need to get, even better. Grab it on my website. It's $127 and it is going to be the best $127 you've ever spent because you are going to feel amazing in just 2 weeks. Now back to our conversation. I want to go back and talk a little bit about the blood sugar thing, because that's another thing that people do not realize is connected with your sleep. I think it's really easy to understand when you think about cave people days, right? Mm-hmm. So your body is designed to wake you up if you're hungry. because you don't want to die of starvation. So you need to wake up so that you can go and get some food so that you don't die. When our blood sugar drops, we automatically wake up.
Exactly. And our body needs energy. And what does it do? It uses cortisol, breaks down muscle tissue to give you energy. But at the same moment, that's a stress hormone. So it gets you this, here I am. And you might sometimes notice it. Like if you wake up at 2, 3, 4 a.m. and you're actually hungry, that's the biggest cue that we know now.
Right.
Either dinner wasn't big enough or you didn't eat enough all day, right? Sometimes we notice it. Sometimes we don't, but the hunger cue at 3 a.m. and then please get up and eat something. You're not going to fall asleep hungry. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. The other thing is you have to be aware of what spikes your blood sugar, which then causes that fall. So if you're eating something before bed that is a lot of carbohydrates, a lot of sugar, a lot of starch, even if it's not right before bed, even if it's at dinner time, you're having a massive carb intake, you're going to get a spike. And then you're going to get a crash. That crash, if it's poorly timed, especially, can really disrupt your sleep, right? Because the first little while is the most important.
Yes. And it's really this, you were just describing it, right? What goes up must come down. And unfortunately, once that spikes, like every time we eat something, our blood sugar goes up, right? And sometimes it might spike a bit too high, but then often it's because we're not moving, we're laying in bed, we're not even doing anything with that glucose. The body's like, oh, no, way too much sugar here. Let's pump out insulin. And then often what happens is we drop below what we would call the baseline. And that's that threat signal for the body's like, oh my God, she's dying. There's not enough sugar.
She's dying. Wake her up so that she can go get some food.
Wake her up. And you're like, I might not even be hungry in that point. No, and you might not. That might just be your blood sugar having its roller coaster ride. Which is something that, yes, ideally we want to avoid. And the older we get, and by older, like I'm turning 44 soon, I'm in that phase already where we're becoming more insulin resistant, meaning our body has a harder time balancing our blood sugar. And if we're somebody who doesn't have a lot of muscle mass because we're not regularly working out, that makes it harder for the body to deal with that sugar. The less we have that, the more these midnight wakings can happen.
I believe the last statistic I heard was that 75% of adults are insulin resistant in North America.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And a lot of people, I think, are unaware of what that looks like or acts like. So if you get hangry, you are insulin resistant. If you find yourself having massive carb cravings, you're probably insulin resistant, or sugar cravings, because for those who don't know, that in the nutshell, insulin grabs onto carbohydrate, moves it through the cell, and takes it to do its job. So when you eat, body says, here's some insulin so we can process the food. But because of the, let's call it the American lifestyle, because we're the ones that are perpetuating it, I didn't mention, but Annika's in Canada. We've infected the entire continent now with our super healthy lifestyle. But it's a constant barrage of sugar and fat and salt and processed manufactured food. And all of that gets our insulin on repeat. And it's like this nonstop faucet. Like our body cannot turn that faucet off. And so instead of turning the faucet off, it just ignores it. It's like if your bathtub is flooding and you just close the door. Like, I don't want to deal with it. No, just gonna close the door and pretend it's not there. Right. That's what our body does to insulin. And so the insulin keeps coming. And like you said, then our body gets triggered to do other things. When we're in that perpetual state of eating and then letting it digest, and then we're suddenly hungry again and eating and eating and eating the 5 meals a day, the fourth meal that Taco Bell talks about, you know, the 2 snacks in the middle of the day that's supposedly mandatory that are not, all of that causes that insulin resistance. And so when you're insulin resistant, your body is not able to do its job.
If you don't sleep well, and this is one night, right? Like there's studies that show it. One night of sleep deprivation makes you more insulin resistant already. Yes. And this is biochemistry. This has nothing to do with I haven't worked out or anything. Even if your top athlete, who is likely not insulin resistant, doesn't sleep well, and you would take blood work the next day, you would see.
Yes.
You would see it, because the body just does that. And the less we sleep, well, A, if we don't have a great lifestyle, which a lot of people don't, and this is not to blame, this is just a fact, plus we're sleep deprived, which like 70% of the population are, put that together. And then you wonder why people are diabetic, eventually get dementia, because that's all just insulin resistance on a spectrum. Dementia is, or Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes for a reason. It's a big thing. And sleep is such an important regulator in that, even to help you to eat better, right? To make good food choices, to not grab the crappy carbs and the sugary drink from the coffee shop that I'm not going to mention now.
Those are a unicorn or a leprechaun or something.
Yeah, whatever that. Yeah. That's your body just craving energy because you used up so much because you weren't sleeping. And it's messed up its chemistry. And then
I can tell instantly when I haven't slept enough.
Yeah.
Because I suddenly am like looking for sugar.
Yes.
I'm like, I know we had some cookies around here somewhere. There's something. I need a little something. And I'm like, and I will pause and ask myself, why? Why am I like foraging like some kind of creature in the forest, like through the pantry and like looking through all that, trying to find something to satisfy my sweet craving. Yeah. And it's because I didn't get enough sleep the night before.
Yes. Yeah. And it happens to everybody and it happens right away. It happens really the next day, right? And that is why even so often, because you were mentioning in the beginning that topic of weight loss too, right? Like where if you say, oh, you know what? I can be awake 18 hours and I'm actually exercising quite a bit, or I use that extra time to exercise, I'm going to cut my sleep short. You're not. That weight is not coming off. I see it in so many of my clients who they come for sleep. They don't come for weight loss, right? But they're like, oh, you know what? If I could drop 5 to 10 pounds along the way, that'd be great. I'm like, you're probably going to get there, but we need to get you sleeping because you cannot exercise too much if you're not recovering. We're pushing cortisol into your system all the time if we do that. That midsection is a cortisol belly, right? Like that midsection weight that doesn't want to go away no matter how many sit-ups you do and how little you eat. That's cortisol and inflammation. And if we keep pushing the system too much, your body's like, no, I'm constantly stressed. I'm pushing cortisol. Why should I even go back to a healthy state? Because I'm stressed, like out of the blue, like no tomorrow. And it's really once people start sleeping, and yes, do I look at diet a little? Yes, for sure, because I don't want you to have blood sugar spikes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But once you have your body in a rest and digest state, a calm nervous system, a sleeping, resting body, that will come off a lot easier than if you just try to exercise and starve yourself.
And because cortisol literally tells your body to store belly fat.
Yes, yes.
It wants to protect your organs from the proverbial tiger that's chasing
you. Yes, that's chasing you 24/7, apparently. Yeah. While it's not really there. Yeah. We just have all, and we are like, right, we're two of these type A people, right?
Oh, yeah. We are coming and speaking from experience.
Yes, we are coming from that saber-tooth tiger is chasing me. I was talking to somebody else the other day. They had the bear analogy, which I thought for North America, that's actually great. And right?
Yeah.
We constantly think a bear is chasing us. We know it isn't, but our thoughts are kind of, we run from a bear all the time, right?
All the time.
Yeah. Whether there's one there or not, we are just that kind of personality. And we love that feeling, right? It's the Energizer Bunny.
It's addicting. And it's addicting for those of us who pin our worth on how many, as one of my old coaches said, how many widgets you produce. You check the box. The more boxes you check, the more things you do, the better you are. You get that gold star. The sticker chart. I was thinking about that the other day because I was thinking about how we always used to have sticker charts as kids, and it was like a gold star, and you would get a gold star for everything that you did, and or like a red star for the ones that weren't quite as good or whatever. How that was just like, I haven't seen that. I don't see that in schools. I don't see that anywhere anymore. And I don't know if that's intentional or if they've just gone to some digital version of that that I haven't seen. But it's fascinating the way, at least I was very programmed into getting those gold stars. And the more gold stars I had by the name, the better I was, the happier I was, the more worthy I was. And so if we need to sacrifice sleep in order to get those gold stars, then by damn, well, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but it's really this, even though sleep, I kind of never sacrifice because I'm just miserable without it. yeah. like my entire life. But yes. this go, 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 right? Mm-hmm. It's just, and if we then don't sleep, you know, we can't do this for life. We might be able to do that in our 20s. Yeah. But pretty much after that, and if then in your 30s, there's a pregnancy in there and you keep doing that, because likely you're not sleeping after that either for a while.
Right.
Unless you're one of the very few lucky ones whose baby sleeps through the night. This is going to backfire. I see so many, and I was there too, but I see so many women where it's like, that rug gets pulled from underneath you faster than you can react. And you're like, there I am on my back, mm-hmm. like a little bug, and I can't do anything anymore.
Let's pause for a conversation about collagen. Now, I'm sure you've seen it. All the celebrities are on it. Everybody's talking about it. But here's what they're not telling you. The stuff that you buy at Costco, it is full of heavy metals. There is a lot of crap out there. There are a lot of supplements that are not tested. They are not backed by any kind of science. You don't want that in your body. You do want collagen. It is the most abundant protein in your body. It, as you probably know, makes your hair and nails luxurious. But what you don't know is it helps with joint health. It helps with skin's elasticity. It helps with everything. It's kind of the lubricant that makes all your cells work. So you need to grab some. And the best part is it's flavorless. So you can mix it in your coffee, in your shakes, in your whatever you want, and make sure that you are giving your body what it needs every single day. Grab some collagen peptides on my website, and let's get back to the conversation.
I think about often the audio summit that we did between the conversation you and I had and a conversation I had with another speaker. And she talks about her nap hour or her nap time is like her happy hour. And she does it every single day, no matter what. Even though I knew those things, sometimes you have to have it said to you a certain way. And those two conversations now, I spend more 20-minute power naps on that couch right there than you would believe, because I'll be sitting here working and I'm like, oh my gosh, I guess I should go make some coffee because I'm like starting to fall asleep and I need to get all this stuff done. No, I'm not going to do that. I am going to turn off the light and lay there for 20 minutes. And it's amazing. It's like the best quadruple shot of espresso that I ever drank, just to lay down and close my eyes. And my body automatically at the 20-minute mark wakes up. It's really strange. Like I'm always scared. So I set an alarm because I'm like, I don't want to sleep too long, but I just wake up at the 20-minute mark. So I really think we need to say it a lot of times. That I keep thinking normalize, because that's what everyone says now. I'm going to normalize this and normalize that. But I think taking power naps is everything. It's everything.
It is amazing if you can do it, right? So now we have the, may I say, privilege that we work.
Yes, we do have the privilege. Yes.
So we do have that, right? And there are people who can do that, because if you're working at an office or something, or in public services, or like they're not at the hospital going to let you pull that.
No. If you're a nurse, you can't be like, I'll be right back.
I'm just
if you're a doctor, you'd be like, just hold
everybody. The whole ward is going to do it together. Maybe then that would, but otherwise you can't, right? But you can take small breaks.
You can
like
take
we don't need to go, you don't need to go to 20 minutes, but you can on your break, because you're also going to have a break of some kind, probably anyhow, like spend that consciously. And by consciously, I mean
that earlier.
Leave your phone wherever it is, bring like a water or a cup of tea or whatever you like, go outside 5 minutes and just consciously, like actually smell that coffee, taste that water, look around, what's happening, listen to the birds, watch those kids play, watch those dogs fight, whatever it is, just to be in the moment and have the brain kind of shut down the rest of the chatter.
100%.
And the body just come to a, oh, I'm here. I'm good. I'm safe.
It's
and
amazing that already what that will do for you. It's amazing what that will do for you.
Yeah.
That reminds me of something that I thought of earlier too, when we're talking about if you're not sleeping enough and then you're like, but I'm exercising instead of sleeping. One, that exercise basically doesn't count because your body's too tired, and it's all it does is add stress and add fat and burn muscle, because that's what cortisol does. The other thing is that if you just, instead of doing that HIIT training or that high intensity workout, if you go for a 10-minute walk outside, you will find yourself burning more fat, increasing your energy and overall happiness exponentially more than you will. Now, I'm not saying don't ever do HIIT training or weight training, because that's super important. But if you're coming from a sleep deprived place, you maybe your kid was sick, right? So you're up all night cleaning up puke, changing sheets. You probably should skip your morning workout and just go for a walk. Yeah. You're going to get more out of it.
You don't need to do half an hour fast paced walk either. Like literally what you said, 10 minutes,
10 minutes
your brain and have your body reset itself. And that's fine. There's nothing to beat yourself up about. That's just life, right? And yeah. That's how it is that day. And exactly. You're not a high performing athlete training for the Olympics who needs to be fit on point on July, whatever, when we're in whatever Athens yeah. or whatever country the Olympics
yeah, are. Exactly.
Right. That's not required. It's consistency and it's not beating yourself up, but you need your body still to be able to handle it. And if one of those days just isn't the day, then just do something, but don't do the full thing.
The other thing that you'll find too is they help each other out. So if you do exercise, then you will sleep better. And even that 10-minute walk will help you sleep better, especially yes. if you can get it done while the sunlight is up.
And like you said, the best thing would really be do it in the morning. Like yeah. if you have a partner who can, while the kid was puking all night, right?
Right.
They can just for 10, 15 minutes take over and you go and get that rising light in the morning. Mm-hmm. That actually gives you energy because it tells your body to release more cortisol because it's morning and we want that. Mm-hmm. And it will set your inner timer. Like people don't know that our body doesn't, it has inner clocks, but there is nothing to set it other than daylight or darkness. So we need that signal of daylight to tell the body what time it is. So it knows, oh, hormones, digestion, let's go.
Yep.
And it also at the same time in the morning sets the timer already for at night.
Yeah.
To release melatonin. And yep. then if you do that, it's even often just a couple of days.
It's amazing how quickly
it immediately shifts your, it's called your circadian rhythm, your sleep yep. wake cycle back yep. into where it should be. And then you can fall asleep so much better.
So much better. And that, I'll tell you what, that saved me when we went to Europe because I drink my coffee outside every morning. So I would get up and drink my coffee outside and I never had jet lag either direction because I so quickly was able to reset my, yes. my internal clock. Yeah. And the rest of my family, you know, they couldn't sleep. They're waking up at weird yeah. hours. They're tired, full jet lag. And I had none of that.
I so agree with you. I went to see my parents in Germany like 2 years ago. And I was, I had like a 3-hour train ride after the plane that arrived at 6 a.m, like disaster, right? And you can't fall asleep on the train because you know you're going to wreck your sleep at night even more.
Yeah.
And then it was really nice. And the weather was nice. And what I did for 2 days, regularly, maybe once an hour and not even like set the time, just happened barefoot in the garden. I walked around in the sun barefoot on the grass. So like grounding, really connecting. And that sounds a bit spiritual, but it's super chemical yep. connecting to the ground, exchanging electrons with the earth and having that sunlight. I had no jet lag the entire 2 weeks I was there.
Yeah.
And going that way, like you said, that way is brutal. From a like, time change perspective.
It's brutal. But even coming back west is pretty tough. And I had a little bit of an issue more coming home because it was snowing and cold. So the first 2 days we were home, it was snowing and cold. And so I couldn't go outside with my coffee. And I still went out later and walked my dog. Yeah. And so, you know, that for sure mitigated it. But I felt the difference between being yeah. able to do it first thing versus doing it later. But that being said, if you can't do it first thing, go out.
Just do it. Go just do it some other time, right? Like ideally before lunch. Yeah. We want it ideally before the sun's at its highest peak. And then do it a couple more times during the day. And I know people are busy and everything. 5 minutes, right? Like just grab that drink and sit out there for 5 minutes and just get that light. That natural light is everything when it comes to sleep.
Yep. Awesome. So much good stuff. The bottom line is sleep matters. It's the most important thing when it comes to your health, in my opinion. And obviously, I'm probably on it because that's what you do for helping people. So if people feel like they need help with sleep, if they want to learn more about what you do, what's the best place for them to find them, connect with them? How do you help people?
The best way to connect is either to go to sleeplikeaboss.com, that's the website, And then you can either like subscribe to the newsletter, book a call just to find out how I can help, whatever you would like to do. You can find me on YouTube at Sleep Like a Boss, where I post from my podcast, also the videos of the, yours is on there too, of course.
Yeah. So find the interview that we did.
With the experts, right? And I'm on Instagram. I'm at _AnikaCarroll, and Facebook is Sleep Like a Boss as well. So, and there's the Sleep Like a Boss podcast. So if you're somebody who likes to rather do audio than video, that's also an option.
All everywhere.
Just reach out. Don't struggle, people. Really, if it's something that you've tried, Google, and you've tried to DIY it and it's not working,
it's time for help.
It's time for help. And then you can get it done quite quickly, generally. Yeah. And it's just nothing, I think, to struggle with. It's not like life's too short for that.
Life is too short to walk around like a zombie. That is the truth. That is the truth. Well, thank you so much. And I hope everyone will reach out. I think you have great, great information all over the place. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you're in charge. You're the only one who can create the life and the body you desire. You and only you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to cheer you on and occasionally to give you the kick in the ass you need to make it happen. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. If you found value in today's episode, please hit subscribe. It'll bring all the newest episodes to the top of your list. You won't have to worry about it. One less thing. And I would love for you to share it with your most stressed out, frazzled friend. She needs it even more than you do. If you have a question or a topic that you'd like me to cover, reach out, shoot me a message on any of the socials or directly on my website. I would love to hear your idea, your question, and I'm always looking for new ones. Until next time, keep being the badass you are, and remember, you are in charge.